Can computer-generated fractals help train AI vision? Why are scientists planning to give AI a sense of smell to diagnose illnesses? Could AI chatbots bring you back from the dead? Hey everyone, I'm Alex Kastrunas and this is AI News, the number one show for the latest topics and trends in artificial intelligence. Subscribe to this channel to get the latest episodes of AI News, and let's dive in. Many AI models are pre-trained using broad datasets before being trained to perform specific tasks. These pre-training datasets are labeled by human workers, which can allow bias to creep in and has raised concerns about the treatment of the workers. Researchers in Japan have introduced an approach where computer-generated datasets using fractals can train AI models to recognize basic natural patterns, since fractals are widespread in the natural world. The researchers created a dataset called FractalDB, which has an endless number of fractals that look like all sorts of objects such as leaves, snowflakes, and snail shells. FractalDB was then used to pre-train a neural net that was later trained on a real-world dataset. This model was found to be almost as effective as models using conventional pre-training datasets. Even though models using FractalDB have not yet reached the performance of traditional models, the researchers suspect that with some improvements, this approach could eventually become viable and produce models that are cheaper to train and more resistant to bias. Next up, on this week's episode of the Me, Myself, and AI podcast, hosts sat down with Kay Firth Butterfield, head of AI and machine learning at the World Economic Forum, for a conversation on AI ethics and governance. Some of the topics discussed include the democratization of AI, the value of governance and ethics in AI, and the importance of people understanding AI throughout society. Be sure to follow the link in the description to check out the episode and the transcript. This week in medical diagnostics, scientist Alexei Kulikov describes how he plans to design an AI system that can use smell to diagnose illnesses. A person's odor can provide a lot of information about their health. Many diseases and conditions change a person's scent, such as cancer, tuberculosis, and Parkinson's disease. Scientists have been able to train animals to detect disease with their noses. For example, a team of three beagles were trained to detect lung cancer cells by sniffing patients' blood samples, and they correctly identified 97% of cancer-positive patients. Still, training legions of relatively short-lived animals is extremely expensive, and making an artificial intelligence solution or alternative is obviously desirable. Currently, the researchers aim to understand how these animals are able to detect illnesses through smell and then design an artificial nose that can do the same thing. The use of smell to diagnose disease would reduce the need for invasive tests and open up a wealth of new information to clinicians. An artificial nose may still be a few decades away, but olfactory research can probably open up new possibilities in medical testing well before then. Speaking of cancer diagnosis, one of the most important pieces of information for doctors and patients is the prognosis, such as an estimate of how long the patient can live. The prognosis can help indicate how aggressive the treatment of a patient's condition should be, as well as their eligibility for experimental treatments. Researchers at Stanford have demonstrated how they've used AI to improve the accuracy of their prognosis. Doctors have made some use of statistical models to assign a prognosis, but the accuracy of these predictions are often slightly less than doctors can make on their own. The AI model used at Stanford can make use of far more information than the doctors or statistical models, and then assign prognosis as well as draw attention to the important information in each patient's case. The accuracy of predictions were measured by a C index, with a result of 1 indicating perfect accuracy and 0.5 indicating accuracy no better than a coin flip. The accuracy of doctors measured 0.67, and the accuracy of the Stanford AI measured 0.7. When the Stanford AI and doctors make predictions cooperatively, their performance was even better. The use of AI in providing cancer prognosis can help doctors have higher confidence in their treatment decisions when a patient's time is limited, resulting in more patient-centered care and more focused treatment plans. For our last story, we look at how AI could be used to imitate the behavior of the deceased using their data from social media and text messaging. Microsoft made the news in this domain when they patented a software that can quote-unquote reincarnate people as a chatbot. The program works by pulling data from the person's social media and text messages. The data would then be used to train a model that can respond like the person they are imitating. This technology could help people deal with loss in the short term, but grief counselors are wary that this technology could be harmful in the long run, since it would allow people to maintain an illusion that their loved one is still alive. Other critics are wary of the use of a dead person's data, especially if it's to be used for profit. Microsoft has not released any information about what they intend to do with the patent, but they are not the only company moving into this domain. Google has patented a digital clone that can mimic people's mental attributes, and New Zealand startup UniQ is marketing digital humans. The development of digital humans and chatbots based on real people is sure to raise significant ethical concerns, especially if companies aim to use these technologies to increase revenues. What do you think? Would you let an AI doctor smell you at your checkup? Would you have a conversation with an AI chatbot that mimics a dead person? Let us know in the comments and be sure to subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. Also, check out the description below to learn more about everything covered in today's show. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode of AI News.